Support for WSJ comes from Comcast, committed to improving your customer service experience with two-hour appointment windows, including nights and weekends, because they should fit into your life, not the other way around. Learn more at Xfinity.com/service.
The firing of FBI Director James Comey.
The term bombshell is thrown around pretty loosely here in Washington, but late on Tuesday we had a genuine bombshell announcement.
We'll get insights from the Wall Street Journal's Gerald Saab. And what impact will all this have on tax cut reform and health care reform?
Current climate in Washington is not good.
We'll also hear from Peter Morici, a business professor at the University of Maryland.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
At the news desk in Washington, I'm John Wardonk for the Wall Street Journal. The headlines are hard to miss. The news coverage is also pretty loud and relentless. The director of the FBI, James Comey, fired Tuesday afternoon as many Americans left work and jumped in their cars and their trains. In President Trump's letter, he said Comey was terminated and removed from office, effective immediately. Comey's departure comes at a time the FBI is investigating possible links between President Trump's campaign and Russia. For Comey, his removal also comes just a week after he appeared on Capitol Hill to answer questions. Questions about his decision to reopen the FBI's investigation into Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Questions that put him on the hot seat.
Look, this is terrible. It makes me mildly nauseous to think that we might have had some impact on the election. But honestly, it wouldn't change the decision. Everybody who disagrees with me has to come back to October 28th with me and stare at this and tell me what you would do. Would you speak or would you conceal? And I could be wrong, but we honestly made a decision between those two choices that even in hindsight, and this has been one of the world's most painful experiences, I would make the same decision. I would not conceal that.
But it's the Russia investigation that's very much on the front burner these days. Comey had been receiving regular updates. So what next? What happens to the Russia probe?
This is obviously a dramatic decision with wide effects.
Gerald Saab, the executive Washington editor for the Wall Street Journal.
Democrats immediately charged that the president is simply getting rid of the guy who was in charge of investigating whether he, President Trump, was improperly aided by the Russians in the 2016 presidential election. At a minimum, this move raises the question of who's going to finish that investigation of Russian interference in the presidential campaign. Let me explain a little further. The White House said that the Justice Department had concluded that FBI Director Comey's handling of the Hillary Clinton email controversy in last year's presidential campaign was so egregious that he deserved to be dismissed. It said he was wrong in July of last year to announce on his own that he had concluded that there should be no prosecution of Secretary Clinton for how she handled emails, including ones with sensitive classified information. The Justice Department said he was also wrong at that same press conference announcing that decision to say some derogatory things about how Secretary Clinton had handled those emails. And they said he was wrong in October to announce that he was reopening the investigation because of the discovery of a laptop that had some Hillary Clinton emails on it. In all those cases, the Justice Department said he had usurped the rights and the powers of the Justice Department and federal prosecutors, taken them upon himself, essentially. So this dismissal obviously is going to raise new attention, renewed attention to the Hillary Clinton email controversy, but I don't think there's much room for more prosecutorial moves in that direction. Instead, I think the most important impact is going to be probably to increase and amplify Democratic calls, which are already out there, to have an independent counsel or a special prosecutor appointed by the Justice Department to complete this investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and to look at the question of whether the Russian interference was designed to help President Trump win that election. Obviously, it's going to be awkward now for President Trump to appoint a new FBI director and then ask him to complete an investigation of whether he was unfairly helped in the presidential campaign. So I think the most immediate effect is going to be to hear more calls and louder calls for an independent investigation of that question.
And what impact will all this have on the push for tax cut reform and health care reform? That's straight ahead. This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal.
Technology shifts, policy changes, new regulations. When it comes to investing, things move quickly, so you need a partner you can trust. At Merrill Lynch, that's been our goal since day one. It's why we explain our services and fees, measure progress around your life and goals, and offer access to resources whenever and however you want. At Merrill Lynch, we're bullish on the future. Yours.
Visit ML.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. On the line is Peter Morici. He is an economist and business professor at the University of Maryland. So, Peter, what impact do you think the Comey firing is going to have on tax cut reform? Do you think it will impact tax cut reform in the debate?
Given the FBI's ongoing investigations of the Trump campaign's alleged connection to Russian interests, not well. This will sour relations with some Republicans, in addition to Democrats. Folks that already are ambivalent about Trump will become more so. The atmospherics is simply not good.
How would you characterize the current climate in Washington?
Current climate in Washington is not good. The notion that the election of a new president would give us a better cooperation with Congress than Mr. Obama enjoyed the last 4 years is not happening. Just as the Democrats had to try to do things on their own and couldn't because they were in a minority, the Republicans have to do things on their own. But their majorities are so slim and there are such raucous fractions within the Republican Party that the prospects for legislation, while better than with Mr. Obama, are not bright.
Health care reform legislation has passed the House. It's in the Senate. The Senate is pretty narrowly divided. How will the Comey departure and all the politics involved with that impact health care on the Senate side?
I don't think it's going to impact health care on the Senate side a lot, simply because the Republicans are on the dime to do something, but are faced with the fact that doing anything upsets voters in moderate states, for example, or states represented by moderate senators like Portman in Ohio. In those situations, cutting back on Medicaid is a hot-button issue. But not cutting back on Medicaid basically means you don't repeal Obamacare. It's much more than the mandate. It's the fact that Mr. Obama extended Medicaid benefits even to the millions of American men who refuse to work between the ages of 25 and 54, people who just sit at home and watch ESPN all day. And if you can't move that through the Senate, you can't move anything. But that's what it comes down to.
Peter Morici, economist and professor of business at the University of Maryland. And this has been What's News at the News Desk in Washington. I'm John Wardock for The Wall Street Journal.
Stay in the know. Check back for updates several times a day. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.